the more money you can borrow, the more money you can make.
This is The Playbook.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook. And I'm telling you, there's entrepreneurs coming from every which way these days. And Jack McCall, you certainly came from a different way that other people are probably kicking themselves and wondering how you did it. But it's been an area. The reason I wanted to have you on The Playbook, Jack, welcome to The Playbook, is I've thought about this for years, right? Understanding that I've met many entrepreneurs. One of my favorites, she is the largest franchise holder of Denny's. A woman owns the most franchises for any woman in America. And she used her own methodology of credit cards to buy her franchise. And, you know, just was a poor girl that believed in herself and is now a multi-millionaire from a very rudimentary strategy. Now, you become an expert in what's called credit stacking. And let's just start there. How do you define credit stacking?
Credit stacking is a concept of getting as much credit approved as physically possible. And if you know the right framework, you can do it very, very effectively. But I think that's great about that story, you know, funding businesses on, you know, sound like personal credit cards. I was just on the Ryan Pineda show the other month, and he was talking about how he grew his real estate empire on personal credit cards. And I don't blame people for using personal credit cards because there's a massive lack of education for business credit. And I was an entrepreneur for 6 years before I learned about business credit. And now that was about two and a half years ago, and I've gone as deep as you can possibly go down the business credit rabbit hole.
And the first and most probably common asked question for you, I would think, would be, don't I ruin my credit by having too much credit or too many credit cards?
So that's the beauty. The more credit I've got approved for, the better my score is. So I have an 808 on Experian and the rest of the other two bureaus. But you have to be strategic. When you get personal credit cards, those accounts report to your personal credit. So those do affect your personal credit. But the main game changer about business credit, and this is something I did not know for the longest time, is those business credit accounts, they don't report to your personal credit profile. So once you get approved for 10 business credit cards, they just don't report to your personal credit profile. So it doesn't reduce the average age. And it also allows you to get the inquiries removed. So say, for example, you get approved for $200,000 at 0% interest through business credit cards. That won't affect your personal credit score whatsoever. And you can max those cards out. You can utilize them. You can liquidate that credit into cash. And you can use that cash for different businesses, for real estate venture, for literally any type of investment.
Even if you personally guaranteed the card?
What was the question?
Even if you personally guaranteed the business card.
Yes. So
it doesn't affect your credit.
Correct. So you will be personally guaranteeing the business credit card. Say, for example, 0%, $50K at Chase for 12 months. You are personally guaranteeing that debt. But because it's a business account, you're not it doesn't actually report to your personal credit profile.
And how do you identify the business credit card versus the personal one? Because it seems like there's a little bit of a gray area as you're applying for credit cards that it says it's a business card, but it's actually a personal one. Or how do you decipher that?
Yes. So most business credit cards don't report. There's a few that do. And these are ones you want to stay away from. Capital One business cards, they are business cards, but they report to personal credit. So completely ruins the purpose of being a business card. It doesn't make any sense. Discover also has business credit cards that report to personal credit. So those are cards I would also stay away from. Generally, I like to focus on the grade A banks first. So this is Chase, Bank of America, American Express, and U.S. Bank. I'll focus on those banks first because, one, they're nationally known, they have the best card products, and they give out the biggest limits. So at Chase, for example, we get people approved every single week for $75,000 on one credit card. U.S. Bank goes up to $50K, and Bank of America goes up to $50 to $75K, depends on the business. So it's just incredible, and you just have to know the right framework, how to optimize your personal credit profile, and you'll see great success. And really, on this podcast today, I want to make sure the viewers know, you know, how to become attractive to banks, how to get funded. Anyone can do this. You don't need an aged business. You don't need to be cash flowing in your business. You only need good personal credit and just have some sort of business entity, understanding how to set it up correctly so it's a low risk NAICS industry standard code. And when you combine all these relatively easy things in a row, then you'll see massive success.
But you'll do that for people. You'll hold them through your program. And I know we'll put the affiliate link out there for everybody to have you handhold them because you have great success. And I want to mention this as well because I have a taking advantage of the recession group, and there's no better way to take advantage of the recession than to have a great line of credit to take advantage of things that are oversold.
I 100% agree. Right now is the most important time to build purchasing power because one, as you know, as we get later into the recession, it's going to be harder to borrow money. Lines are going to tighten up. Banks are not going to be lending as much. So now is seriously the time to build purchasing power, both on the personal credit side and the business credit side. When it comes to personal credit cards, there's two main reasons why you want to be strategic in getting personal credit cards. And that's one, to build comparable credit and also to build relationships with those grade A banks. So I'll start with Chase, for example. Some of the Chase personal credit cards give very good limits. So that helps build comparable credit. So by the time you get that business credit card at Chase, one, they trust you more. Two, they see that comparable credit. Therefore, you can get more limits on the business side. And you know, as we go into the recession, assets will be discounted and the people who will have the biggest purchasing power can take the biggest advantage.
And how long does it take? It sure doesn't seem like you spent much time to build all of this credit yourself. If I sign up today, how long will it take to start building my credit and getting a line?
It's a very fast process. So I went from zero business credit cards to $500,000 in approved business credit in just over 1 year. I did it a little bit longer because I had to learn it. I had to figure it out myself.
You paid the dummy tax.
Exactly. I made the mistakes. I was talking with relationship managers. I was extracting information from the underwriting team, you know, developing this unique process called credit stacking. But for someone to work with me, it's a very quick process. There's generally a few different things we need to tweak on their credit profile to make them as optimized and attractive to banks. Then it's working on strategic banking relationships. Not all banks need a relationship, but there's some that do. At that point, you want to understand what business credit card products are offered to you based on the state that your entity is filed in. And we have put together the most comprehensive database of 0% interest business cards state by state in the entire country. And so understanding what cards you have available to you and then understanding exactly when to apply for those cards and how exactly to fill out these applications. You know, there's no education on how exactly to do all this stuff. And a lot of people make very, very stupid mistakes on these applications, and it just sets them up for failure. But you know, once you follow the framework, it's very easy. We have multiple 24-year-old gentlemen in the credit stacking coaching program that I founded that are getting approved for over $200,000 of 0% interest business credit. So these are individuals that are 24 years old, very young credit profile on a brand new business, and now they have $200,000. At 24 years old to start multiple businesses. And that's exactly what they're doing.
That is amazing. And what if you do have a seasoned business? Is that easier if I have a seasoned business that's done really well?
It is easier. And so all these card products I've been talking about are no documentation, no income verification, no tax returns, anything like that whatsoever. However, if you do have an aged business, if you have a business that's over 2 years old, it helps you get a little bit more funding. If you have a business that's over 5 years old, it helps you get even more funding. But on brand new businesses, it really hasn't restricted us as long as the personal credit profile is strong. And then in terms of if your company has very strong financials, revenue, and cash flow, then you can also go for the lines of credit, which allows you to get 50 to 100K per bank in addition to the 0% interest business credit cards.
And what about the inquiry side of things? When you are applying for a business card, does it count as a inquiry on your personal credit? And if so, I've seemed to notice that that's the least detrimental thing is the number of inquiries.
Yes. So David, that's a great question. Inquiries are the main factor that will determine your speed with credit card applications. Because if you have too many, you're going to get denied. So if I like to keep it no more than two hard inquiries in the last 6 months and no more than four in the last 12 months before submitting additional applications. And there's ways to actually get those inquiries removed on any single account or any inquiry from any denied personal credit card, any credit line increase. You can also, through the right strategies, get inquiries removed from open business credit accounts. And that's because that business credit account does not report to your personal credit profile. So it's absolutely incredible. So once you go through a credit stack, you go to, you know, 10 different banks, you get 10 different business credit cards. After that, you can go through a process to dispute all these hard inquiries, wipe the slate clean, and that allows yourself to go to other banks and get even more credit or go back to those same banks with a second business and run that same process one more time.
And do you do that for people? Do you help them with the disputing of maybe misinformation or other information that can strategically be removed?
100%. It's very fast, very effective. Within 30 days or less, actually within 2 weeks, we'll have all inquiries removed and then they can go back at it. And another thing I won't mention, a lot of times when people have a business partner or even a spouse, they can both get credit. They can both get the same credit cards on that same business and each see just as good success, which is amazing because a lot of people I work with, you know, they have a wife or a husband and I'll recommend the same credit plan to them and they can both go down it. I just actually did a funding process for my parents the other week and I got them approved for $213,000 of 0% interest business credit. And they use that to buy a house in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Wow. And can you, how does your business model work? Do you have guaranteed success? Do you charge one fee up front or a success fee? How does your business model work?
So we have a one-time fee for lifetime access to the program. We do have
lifetime access.
Lifetime access, yeah.
So if you're 24, you're given a really good access.
Oh, you're getting great access.
There's people, I'm 54, so I don't get the bargain that
18,
that kid
19,
does.
And 20 joining the credit stacking program. I'm like, if only I knew this information when I was that young. I'm so happy for them. But yeah, basically it's a one-time fee. We have two different offerings.
And 18 is the youngest you can do this at?
Yeah, because you need to have, yeah, 18 is the youngest. But yeah, one-time fee. We have 6 months of coaching. I personally host weekly coaching calls. We give personalized game plans. We have 20 hours of course content. We have a private Facebook group with over 650 entrepreneurs. It's a great resource. We have the database that tells you every single 0% interest business card state by state, which is just incredible. If you look at this, you're like, wow, I didn't even know all these options were possible. And then we have notes and resources to show the best data points to use on these applications that are proven to see success.
So if you have a family like mine with four kids, three of them over 18, my wife and I, several different businesses, as a family, we could stack millions of dollars of credit at 0% interest.
Absolutely, absolutely. The partner on the business just needs to have 25% ownership on paper, and then they can apply for credit on behalf of that business. And what
you have to show an operating agreement if it's an LLC,
no,
or
you don't.
You just state.
Exactly. You just state it. And really, the applications for these credit cards, it's just an honor system. None of the income is verified. None of the information is verified. There's only a few banks that do the income verifications, but we have helped so many people do these applications. We know exactly what works the best. And if you follow the process, it's like 75K card, 50K card, 50K card. It adds up very quick.
And is the fee for someone like me the same as for my daughter who's 18?
Correct.
Going to college? Exact same fee.
Yep. We have two different offers. Yeah. The main difference in the offer is in the more expensive one, we talk about corporate credit, which back to those business credit accounts that don't report to your personal credit profile. There's also business credit bureaus, which is something that's not many people at all talk about. But a lot of times those business credit card accounts won't even report to the business credit bureaus. So to get a business credit score, you actually have to get vendor trade lines, which means you're purchasing products from strategic vendors who report those transactions to the business credit bureaus. Once you have enough vendor trade lines, then you populate a business credit score. And then anytime you have a business credit score that's good and a personal credit score that's good, you have much, much more success.
Incredible. And now you wrote a book.
I just wrote a book. I just came out about a month ago. This is my first book. It's called Credit Stacking. This is my first book. I'm really excited about it. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's called Credit Stacking. It's only $18. I think this book is more valuable than probably any class I took in college. If I knew this information when I was 18, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I wish I would have known this stuff. And you know, I've gotten involved with buying seasoned companies for credit lines. But it sure would have been nice to know someone like you. And my first call tomorrow will be to get our family on board. Now, in the book, comparatively to obviously the coaching, you're given real intimate help. And, you know, I always tell people, I do so many videos and write so many books. I'm like, look, there's nothing you have to pay me for. But if you do pay me, you're going to get a greater quantitative value with my personal assistance and coaching and all the different things that I do. But, you know, I'm like a public library. You know, everything's there. You can, you know, not even get late fees for me. But I think of Goodwill Hunting when I look at your book, right? Because everything's right there in that book. Why should someone use both? Because I'm a big fan of people reading my books and getting my personal help. What is your perspective now that you've written that book? Why should someone still read the book even if they're already signed up with you?
There's different information. I go more into detail about my story, things about mindset. There's tangible strategies and tangible strategies that I applied to my life to really paint the picture for people like, okay, he did this specific strategy and this is how it benefited him in life. in the course, it's very, you know, right to the point strategies, and it's very, very step by step. So a lot of people don't really have too many questions, but this really shows the application, how I use those strategies into my businesses, into my life, and really showcase like how I've created such freedom in my life. But this, I like to be extremely tangible on any podcast feature I go on to, the book. You know, I don't like the fluff stuff. There's a lot of good tangible strategies in here. And for $18, I think it's a bargain.
Yeah, very few books can have, including mine, a straight quantitative ROI. But when you can read a book and, you know, get hundreds of thousands of dollars of credit or clean up your credit or at least have a new strategy. Now, one of the other reasons I wanted to have you on is that entrepreneurs who take something that's been around for a long, long time and display the discipline of being more interested than interesting. Because I wanted to have you on and hear the story. I was already, from my due diligence, excited to meet you because I want my whole family involved in the credit stacking program, because this is exactly what I'm training people to do for the recession, right? The more liquid you are, the more capital you have. When else? You know, that's why the margins of millionaires are made during a recession, because you could buy things 100 times off. Yeah. You know, there's bargains and bargains that exist. And if you have leverage and capital, holy moly, that $200,000 turns into $2 million really fast and for 0% interest. But the interesting thing is I want to get into the perspective of, hey, everybody knows you can get credit cards. And all you did was take your time and been more interested in figuring out how exactly it worked. Where did that mindset come to have the patience and the discipline to say, hold on, I'm going to figure this out and maximize the opportunity by playing by their rules and then continually to learn about it?
The whole thing is a game completely. And it's a game where you can't learn the rules anywhere else except you got to figure it out for yourself. And that's exactly what I did. When I learned about business credit for the first time, I applied for a business credit card. I only got a $5,000 limit. So it was my smallest limit by far. And then I realized, you know, this is not going to affect my personal credit whatsoever. Now I have $5,000 more dollars I can use in my business. So at that point, you know, I started researching on YouTube, on blogs and Facebook groups, anywhere I could get into. And then I was fortunate enough to connect with business relationship managers at some of the top banks. These individuals are the bridge between the consumer and the underwriting team. So they have all the information that you want to know. And they're not allowed to promote certain information, but if you prompt them with questions, they can give you a lot of answers. And so I was really able to reverse engineer the underwriting process by asking these questions to these business relationship managers. And then I started teaching other people. And I'm like, wow, this is working. This is not working. And so the combination of extracting that information and teaching so many people, I was able to really refine my craft. And from early on, I knew, you know, the more money you can borrow, the more money you can make. I've read, you know, Donald Trump books. I've read books about Grant Cardone, John D. Rockefeller, who monopolized the oil industry. All these legends have operated and built their empires off of debt. And I've gone through multiple different business ventures, and each business venture taught me a different way to fund businesses. First, I self-funded. Then I brought an equity partner on my second business. Then I did a business loan where I was paying interest. Then I learned about 0% interest business credit. You're not paying interest. You're not giving away equity. And you can get access to hundreds of thousands of dollars very, very easy and fast. And so I saw that as an opportunity. And I knew if an individual like myself didn't know about business credit, being an entrepreneur for 6 years, there has to be millions of other entrepreneurs that don't have this information. And so I just became in love with it. And I knew it's going to help a lot of people. And it is helping a lot of people. And that feels really good.
It's really good. And I am dealing with ERC right now, just trying to give and gain exposure to people saying, hey, quit complaining about how much tax you pay. If you're a small business owner, 80% of small businesses can get a credit back, about $26,000 per employee that they retained during the pandemic. This is even more exponential in its value, and more business owners, especially small business owners, because it seems to me that there's almost 100% of business owners that can take advantage of this, or someone in their family that can provide them that funding without equity, without interest.
That's true.
And especially as, you know, Do you know how much time, energy, and I'm going to finish with this, time, energy, and emotion it takes to do a bridge, your initial angel family and friends round, which is sometimes 100 or 200 grand. You could build three companies sometimes. I feel so bad for young entrepreneurs because they have these great businesses that are ready to go, and they spend all their time, energy, emotion, and literally focusing on raising money instead of making it. You can make it easy with a very small investment and then allow them to have the best type of money. No equity, no emotion, no interest. Just make it happen. Credit stacking should change the face of the recession. And for business owners, if you're not reaching out to my friend, Jack McCall, you're making a big mistake, because even in my position, it's going to be the first call that I make tomorrow. So you'll see five Meltzers on the chart ready to go. You have won me over and won my business. Where can people find you?
Creditstacking.com has all the information you need to see. We have a case study that walks through the process on how I went from zero business cards to $500,000 in credit. We have a list of podcasts, blogs, tons of good links. So creditstacking.com, you can go on there, schedule a free strategy session with someone from my team. We'll walk you through the process on what this looks like for you, how you could take advantage of it, why it's so effective, video testimonies, a lot of good stuff. The book Credit Stacking is on Amazon. If you search Credit Stacking, you'll find it there. My Instagram is King of Debt, Jack McCall on Instagram. Would love if you reached out and, you know, let me know if you came from the David Meltzer show.
There you go.
Also, for anyone that does book a call, we'll do a special discount for anyone, for all of your followers. We'll do a $500 discount for any of our offerings. So just mention that you came from David, and we'll take care of you guys.
Mention the playbook. Mention David Meltzer. Go ahead, get ready for the recession. Let's all build our credit and capital. Trust me, it'll be the best thing that you can do in times like these. Jack, thank you so much for joining me. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.